It's always a joy to come together every week here on the online service and give you an idea of what's going on at Bethel. We had a wonderful time together Father's Day this past Sunday, and it was really a special time. Tina Crowder Oaks, our lay leader, gave each one of the men who were there a little coin. And it's very appropriate because guess what? Coming up on July the 4th, next week, it's amazing. July the 2nd, it's a Sunday, first Sunday of the month. I'm going to do a new series on the personhood of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. When you accept Jesus, you get him all. You get God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So it's a wonderful thing to try to get to know the personhood of the Holy Spirit. He is a person, just like Jesus is a person, just like God's a person. As we say, three in one. Well, no, that's not three in one oil. That's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three separate entities of our relationship with God. And so then coming up on July the 4th, which we know is July 4th is the founding of our country, the signing of the Declaration of Independence for our freedom. But what I was saying about these little coins that Tina passed out, it says freedom. And then on the back side, the coin's about the size of a quarter. It says, the truth will set you free, John 8:32. And if you have not received one of these and you would like one, contact me or Phil or Tina, and we'll get you one. It's one of those things that you can carry in your pocket. It's like with your change. It's just something to remind us the freedom that we have in Christ. So a lot of things going on at Bethel. The Spirit of the Living God is alive and well, and we're having a good time, and hope to pray that if you haven't been attending, that you would come back. It's been a great time with COVID and everything, and now people are coming back, and we're so grateful for that. With that, I don't really have any other announcements this week. Just a reminder that I am going to start that series on the Holy Spirit on July the 2nd. And we'll carry it on for as many weeks as it takes for us to better understand the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I'm not sure about birthdays or anniversaries this week, but I do know that we can sing. I like that little song that Tina did that combines the two when we don't know specifically who has a birthday or who has an anniversary. Alrighty, Maestro, happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary. God loves you, and Bethel does too. Well, have a good day. Hope to see you in person sometime soon.